This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. May the Lord be in your heart and help you to confess your sins with true sorrow. In the name of the Father, accuse yourself of your sins. Is that all? My child, so you have entertained certain dark thoughts and fantasies which involve other children of God? This is, of course, a very serious matter, and it is wise that you've come into the Lord's grace in order to be counseled. Please, first, share more of these fantasies. Something tells me that you have yet to completely unburden yourself. That is very explicit. Good. However, you must understand that these thoughts by themselves are not evil. Furthermore, please also understand that if you were to act upon them, that would not be evil either. Please do not misconstrue my counsel. Perhaps you are aware of the scripture, the 21st chapter of John, 17th verse. Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. By now, you must realize that a great deal of your desires, and even this other part of it, this vast amount of love that you feel for children, this pedophilia, stems from the Lord. Please repeat that now. Your pedophilia stems from the Lord. Good. Now then, you know as well as I do, my child, that you must go even further to purge these lurid imaginings. Tell me more of how you salivate over these young lambs of God. In a way, it cures my own heart of any vestiges of doubt or fear when I immerse in it a confessant's words. Kindly, for the fullness of the Lord's grace, remind me of when you first wanted to rape a child. Also, please confess to me roughly how often your dreams feature this excruciating sodomy of the sweetest, most vulnerable prey. Very good. You realize you were not the first to admit such cravings to me. Far from it. I have played mother confessor for hundreds of your brethren in this congregation. And you might be surprised by how many eventually confess to me this fascination or this deep abiding attraction to minors. It is nothing new. It is not even original. It would appear that men and women in all cultures and in all time periods throughout history have, shall we say, struggled with this affliction. So take heart. I will not discourage you today Of course, these acts that you dream about and rehearse, they are deemed evil. Yes, they are sin, categorically. But then again, that word covers so many acts. And all of those sins may be forgiven through your contrition and through the grace of God. Do you hear me, my son? Do you understand? What's not to love about children? Have you not seen their adorable, smiling faces, laughing or crying, and at all times, beautiful and trancing? What commercial is not improved by the featuring of a cute child actress? Let us be honest with each other, and here, if nowhere else. Allow me to confess also to you. I adore children, boys and girls alike. They are wonderfully charming, and yes, in their own way, even erotic. It alarms me to hear parents cry out against the sexualization of children because naturally, we are all sexual creatures from birth. Only in denial or in pointless combat with our own natures would we ever try to hold back from appreciation of children and every form it takes. Yes, even the love you mention. Yes, even the rape, the violation, which and all its details arouses you like nothing else that stirs the sinful beast within, the craving that you think originates in perdition. Well, let me tell you, it is quite the opposite. You get this wicked love from the Lord, but in its most violent expression, there, you will find your reason for penance. Have I made myself clear? No? I know now that you wish to hold your little niece captive and inflict countless cruelties upon her body. I know now that the missed opportunities of past babysitting or momentary access to children, those moments haunt you, possess you like a demon. Through our Savior, Jesus Christ, I wield the power to free you from this possession. You knew all this, and that is why you came to me today. I will direct your steps and prescribe to you the proper penance to erase this burden of guilt. Recite the Lord's Prayer for me now to confirm that you understand and that you wish for this absolution. Stop. Stop. Begin again, only this time, recite it backwards. Excellent. So begins your penance. I will not have you merely repeat prayers, as that is mindless, impure, childish. Instead, and here is the crux of the matter, I want you to view this love you have and those dark, violent desires not as some test from God, or maybe as a different sort of test, a mission. You have been set apart from your peers, those who can easily satisfy themselves with the tired, highly used holes of a grown woman. And this is all part of God's plan. Say it. And so it is. as is common knowledge now, even the prophet of our competing faith, Islam, took a child bride in the form of Alicia. She was only 6 years old, just like some of your little desiderata. There are rumors that Mary Magdalene herself, the matron of our order, was in fact a child prostitute. And in Jewish tradition, some would have it that my own namesake, Lilith, was not the first woman. That dubious honor belongs to Eve, but instead the first girl, and that she sorely tempted Adam like a demon. Originally named Lilitu. You can look this up. My point, child, is that for penance, you must pursue this with all your strength and discipline. A single-minded focus. You must think even more frequently about raping children. Yes, you should all the time plan your approach. Date a single mother if you must. Get on these apps I've heard about. There are so-called children seeking sex. But then, for the youngest pieces of God's favorite rape meat, you must acquire access in some way. Infiltrate an open house at a grade school. Pretend to be a parent and then offer drug-laced candy to the cutest girls there. I don't care. However, Providence lights the path for you. Molested? Fucked? Raped? Exploited? And yet they are. All around the world, you can see it happening. Certainly Japan, certainly the UK, Brazil, you name it. Anywhere that there is a concentration of wealth and power, anywhere adequately developed and capitalistic, this kind of thing happens. Perhaps the way you discover to rape and kill children will be some divine model, or will grant you some wish of the Heavenly Father to damage his creations and cull the herd. Remember, this is the same God who inundated his people and drowned entire generations as the consequence of his own mistakes. Of course I am. I merely channel the wisdom of the saints and afford you the Lord's holy grace. His forgiveness lies in me. Listen to my words, child, as I am incapable of insincerity. This evil path you walk will bend towards the good in the end. Take faith that the Lord will protect you. These crimes will not be discovered if you are discreet. Release the lambs you can, but sacrifice the rest. Consider them sinless, little gifts to heaven, pretty flowers which you are merely the instrument of collecting. You can even take trophies from them, like holy relics. I expect results. When I see you again, and I hope that I will. It is my fond wish that you will have corrected the course of your life and of your cognition. There are certain distortions in your thinking as I perceive it. What's that? No. We can permit this to be a work in progress. I don't expect success overnight. This is a siege, not a blitzkrieg. Arrange your life around this goal. That is the original magic. Do you know that? Before religion, as it is known today, before our desires were coded into angels and demons, gods and devils, in the beginning, there was only intention, adoration, and wonder. How could we engender change in this world, in the way of lightning, fire, wandering stars? Why? Through language, and before that, through our desires and our dreams, not so much by daylight, but rather something vespertine, after twilight, in the dark, beyond the veil of the mysteries. And there were millions of them. We cast the bones. In time, delights were afforded to us. The magic seemed to work. This is the magic I implore you to call upon. It still works. It is still there. It never left. More easily than you imagine, I suspect. The path I speak of may in fact be nothing more than a whisper in the maelstrom. And even our identities are but little avatars of chaos, a way through. You can consider it something of a leap of faith, if that helps. I shall be your guide. However, the price for that guidance is to manifest your contrition to me now. In the privacy of this confession booth, you will go further still than you did in confessing these natural cravings. I frankly don't believe that you've told me everything yet. How about we generate some new sins, and you confess in fullness to them here and now? Prove to me that you are truly sorry. I want to hear in the most granule of detail not only what you would do to the children you've seen, what you will do to those children, but also what you would do to my own daughters. Yes, before my postulancy. Yes, like Maria and the Sound of Music. Before my ministry, I had a very different life. I have two beautiful daughters, Sarah and Jessica. They are cared for, don't worry. The church, which some rudely call the Great Whore of Babylon, it takes care of the little children. We still see each other often, and they understand, or at least respect, the strength of my calling. To satisfy the curiosity I can practically feel burning on the other side of the screen, they are age 4 and 6. You like that? Both little redheads, little gingers. That's right. Oh, you like that too. What does it say about the Lord's intelligent design that even anticipating your next confession has made my useless cunt self-lubricate? I don't know, above my pay grade, perhaps. What I do know is that in order to underscore your apology to God, and in order to gain the fullest absolution, I'm going to need you to tell me every detail of how you would abduct and abuse my precious little girls. I love picturing that. I was not even abused in my youth, poor me. Is that not a quandary, some thought experiment from God? Why do the non-victims crave to have been victimized? Why do the vast majority of molestation victims grow up loving the abuse? And not merely in some Stockholm syndrome way, but savoring, cherishing, holding on to those sticky memories. Fuck. If it isn't evil and erotic, and maybe Satan's winning, and maybe he was supposed to win, tell me more, you filthy sinner, you dirty pedophile. Enlighten me. Whose little kindergarten asshole would you gape out and baptize first? Sarah, you'd begin by raping her, let Jessica watch and learn, save the tighter hole for seconds. I like that. You're getting warmer. Or I am. Or in any event, you are indeed earning your absolution. Please go on. Tell me the acts as your perverted mind receives them. This divine inspiration. We've covered that ground. It is wrong, but you're going to do it anyway. God gave you this wrongness inside you, and he doesn't make mistakes. The only mistake you could make is to mistrust that impulse or to smother it, to die without ever really nourishing the flame. A pulley? Are you going to torture her or rape her little brains out? I seek not to be the accomplice to a sadist. You are going to fuck them too, right? You're going to make them come with your rapist pedophile cock? Are you enjoying this, sinner? Are you hard over there right now? You want to beat off in the fucking confessional booth, don't you? Go ahead. You nasty fucking animal. You're lower than human, aren't you? But you can put in work. You're just going to be my remorseful beast of burden, huh? Pollinating all the local flowers before they're even ready to fertilize, you fucking creep. Say you're sorry. Say my name, not the Lord's, in vain. Are you? Prove it. Make a plan. You will either rape the child of your dreams, or you will come and rape my children, my little realities. Do you think it would upset me? Do you think I would feel some kind of guilt? Hardly. This would be the sweetest kind of deliverance and truth. I would love to see their father's face if he ever saw the dilation, if he ever heard from the doctor that his little girls had been utterly, anally, vaginally, and mentally destroyed. That's right. You are a sorry little freak, but you can redeem yourself. You don't need Jesus. You only need me, some NyQuil, and that hard fucking pedophile cock. You're going to drill for fucking virgin blood, aren't you? You've always wanted to. I provide you that path, and it flows to you from the dark wisdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Do you understand? At long last, this is the nature of your calling. Picture those perfect little bodies, flat chest, bald pussy, cute butt. I know what you pedophiles like. Go on, jerk off. Jerk off to the idea of my daughters. You think I'm lying? Here, let's lift the screen. That's right. Cheese, pizza, child porn, preteen hardcore. What? You think the police are going to come into this house of worship and arrest me? Separation of church and state, my friend. Except when it comes to politics and policy and propaganda. Now shut the fuck up and come to these kiddie holes. Look at them, all iced and smiling. Isn't it fun to come? Aren't the gifts from the Lord's glorious bounty? Yes, but first, you will fucking come right now. God, the Father of mercies, through the death and resurrection of his Son, has reconciled the world to himself and sent the Holy Spirit among us for the forgiveness of sins. Through the ministry of the church, may God give you pardon and peace, and I absolve you from your sins. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.